This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
To declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network. We're continuing our conversation with our new friends, Church and State. Oh, I wanted to hear about that one. How'd that work? Well, what we have is an associate pastor and worship leader at On Fire Ministries in Spokane, Washington, that I have attended over several years as we visit friends up there in the summers that we go to Spokane to their church. Now, Pastor Gabe is very enthusiastic and a spiritual person, but he has a podcast that he does with his co-host, Caleb Collier. Now, Caleb is a little bit more on the political aspect of life and what we can do to make sure that we don't go down the dark side, where Gabe is more of a spiritual power. So this makes for an interesting conversation, interesting shows, and I wanted to introduce you guys to it because I find it. Then you put that to Trump, and I'm going, man, I hope so, because I hope so. And he gets a lot of support from, another friend, Patrick Burns, been on the show quite a bit, and he's enamored with him, and he believes that there's going to be some good stuff done. So there's a lot of, but I really don't count on him. It's not him. It's the MAGA thing. It's the people. It's your congregation. It's your supporters. It's mine. It's he's just a side effect. He's just a, they may have to, they're not after me. They're after you. I'm just in the way kind of thing, But I think he understands that in the same way that I think Ron Paul understood, he was like, thanks for letting me join your revolution kind of thing, is that he understood what it was really about, is to keep him up there, to keep Trump in the fight, to keep the message there, to provide a platform and a consolidation of all of the efforts. And it's us. It's the people. It's what we choose to buy and not buy. I get sick for a week, just kind of, just water, kind of cleansing. Then, I get from the store a whole milk gallon of whatever when I'm not getting the milk of, our friends up in Northport that had, like, real North Star milk.
The good milk, yeah.
The good stuff. And I get this and I have some, and I'm like, God, man, I'm getting sick again. I mean, I just go, what the crap are they putting in everything? So I'm more emphasizing, like you guys have on your site, what is it called, grid down, chow down. I like that. That's a cool name. So you're emphasizing a lot of the people that are your sponsors, that you're advertising with, that you're working with, to be a solution and add to nourish our bodies, our minds, or, ammo up or something. I mean, whatever it is, yeah. Go ahead and talk about that as you're going through this process to justify, what's coming and how you're a solution to it and the church and state. The sponsorships that you're doing, the encouragement you have people to change the way they live, what they buy, what they're sharing with their children, what professions they go in, whether they go to university or not, tech school, whether or not build a freaking house. I mean, something. Go ahead and emphasize on that a little bit, lifestyle of what you see is coming and you're advocating for.
Yeah, so liberty is going to be the solution here. And so every single one of us, and I brought this up before, but we all have been given talents. And not everybody's going to be able to do a radio show, but you can do something. And one of the things that we can do is build an alternative economy. And so our money has to go into people that actually support our biblical beliefs or our cause for liberty. Right? And so you've got to stop doing business with these organizations that pour so much money into creating a global state. We don't want that. And so there's all these different options, and we've got a lot of them on our website, churchandstate.media, where you can go and you can do like Grid Down, Chow Down, for example, and you can actually have freeze-dried beef, because let's just face it, the globalists hate beef, and as a red-blooded American, I love steak. You can't pry that from my cold dead hands. It's not going to happen, okay? And so this, having this ability to just go down into your basement, grab some beef, rehydrate it, and boom, you're ready to go. That's a solution. That's an option for you to push back against their plans. When I'm talking about talents, and I know you wanted to talk about this, so I'm going to transition just a little bit here.
Please.
But those talents that you have, go find a way. If you're an educator, go apply to be a teacher in a private school. Take your kids out of the government propaganda institutions. That's a solution for you right there. When I got involved in politics, I became a city council member, and I was this libertarian with all these lofty ideas. I was going to get in the system and I was going to change it. And you know what happened to me? I got a slap across the face. Holy cow, here's cold hard reality. But you know what? I kept fighting. And so two of the things that I did while I was on the city council ensured that I would never retain my seat. And sure enough, I did not. Okay. But one of the things that I fought against was a vaccine mandate in the public school system back in 2016. It was for the MMR. And I had all these moms that were coming up to me and saying, I don't believe in this. And they're saying, I can't have my kid in the school system, unless I get this vaccine. And so I fought against that. The other thing that I did that actually made international news, and I didn't expect that at all, was our attorney general at the time started saying, once again, we're going to come and we're going to take away your assault rifles, whatever those are, and high-capacity magazines. All right. And so what I tried to do is I tried to make Spokane Valley a Second Amendment sanctuary city. And I was being tongue-in-cheek because this was right when the sanctuary cities for all the illegal immigrants were emerging. But a Second Amendment sanctuary city where it doesn't matter what the government says, what they do. In Spokane Valley, we're going to be a state that honors our God-given right, not our constitutional right, our God-given right to self-defense. And, you know, we had all Republicans supposedly on the city council. But two were libertarians, there were three libertarian constitutionalists and four your status quo Republicans. And so they didn't vote it in, but it's still on the books and we can still do that. But those are examples that I give where one individual can fight against the system and have dramatic effect. And Gabe, your thoughts.
Let me tag team. I'm going to hold the sticky note, the thought of the doctrine of lesser magistrates, but I'm going to first talk about back to our everything that we put on our website. And I know you're the same way, Ernie, is things that we would get ourselves. Like Caleb and I, we don't ask from our relatives for Christmas for socks or anything like that. We always ask for ammo or like MREs or right. Anything of a survival nature that's, you know, cool fire starters. So that's how we just think. And we don't live in this mindset of the sky is falling. We just know that we live as if today is our last day on the planet. And what's funny is if you live that way, you will eventually be right. Eventually, one day you're going to be right. So you might as well live like every day is your last day. So every single product, including gold and silver, one of the coolest things I ever did when I was in my like late 30s, I decided to convert all my Roth IRA into precious metals. So I'm sitting on a big stack of silver and gold, and I wish a lot of my friends had done it, and they think that they can't. But the reality is $25 an ounce is dirt cheap to where silver is going. It's going to go into the 70s and 80s. So we have an outfit called Beverly Hills Precious Metals.
It's not going to go zero, I can tell you that.
No. And there's people there who can actually walk you through, physically talk with you on the phone on how to convert your IRAs into actual precious metals, not stupid derivative piece of paper that's going to do you nothing. You're just going to burn it. You can just piss on it. You're not going to be doing anything with a piece of paper. So to those of you, diversify, buy precious metal. If I was a millionaire right now, I'd be buying land like it's going out of business. But anyway, that's just our heart on all of our products. Whether people wake up and decide to be the head and not the tail, whether they decide to be like Joseph and go ahead and get like actual wheat. Like Caleb and I have actual barrels of wheat, like sitting on them. Okay. If you don't want to do that, then I guess you're going to be servant to the lender or a bread line someday. So I'm going to jump over to this interposition, the concept of interposition. Are you familiar, Ernest, with the closest person to our defense is not Donald Trump. It's our sheriff, our local magistrate.
Yeah,
the irony.
Well, we've worked with Sheriff Mack since the 90s and yes. You know, going through all
sorts. God, I would love to have him as a sheriff.
Sheriff Mack and I are good friends, and we've worked together a lot on this and this concept. The thing that was more important than the concept was the sharing and the understanding of so many people of the concept that the highest ranking law enforcement official in your area, your jurisdiction, is the county sheriff, which was an emphasis on them defending the rights of the people. And if it wasn't for these elected sheriffs, then the county board of health of I got a shiny badge and a clipboard and telling you what you can and can't do, and a lot of South, especially in the Southwest, well, a lot of other places too, you have sheriffs like, I'm not enforcing that gun ban. I'm not enforcing you can't open your restaurant, the gym, the this, the that. Because, why? Because they were the highest ranking law enforcement, the jurisdiction of the people that elected them. So now, of course, the bad guys want to take that over, and they want to change it. They want to. But that's how it is now. And this concept that people are emphasizing that and electing sheriffs that understand this and are willing to do their job as sheriffs has messed up a lot, thwarted a lot of efforts. And I remember the first one that came to my attention, I think it was called Canton County in New Mexico. It was a county that had original land grant from the King of Spain to them, you know, whatever. It goes back to families of, you know, we're not with you, you know. And they really took seriously the county sheriff to protect their property rights against the out-of-control liberal state, yada, yada, yada. So this is in the 90s. And I go, ooh, that's a concept. And that kind of born from that I've been around a long time and how this progresses. The biggest thing is in the minds of the people. When you guys emphasize this, explain it, understand it, and educate the people on why the system was set up the way it was, and that, you know, why they did that. What was it, the 17th Amendment, when they did popularly elected U.S. senators as opposed to them being appointed by, you know, the states to represent the state's interest instead
effectively
of
establishing a democracy at that point.
Yeah, so this is, if you've been around long enough, you can see that this battle has been for a long time, which is why that we emphasize, you know, the open source education. These concepts are in documentaries that James has done in different categories that we have to make sure that people understand that they, them, those, the bad guys have been coming after us since forever for exactly these reasons that you guys are emphasizing, which means you're going to be attacked. Which means they're going to shut down your lines of communication. Which means you're going to have problems with your fundraising. Which means. So, you know, how are you thwarting that? Do you care? What changes have you made or altered? Have you got off track so much that your efforts don't matter anymore? Are you going head up against these guys? Because, of course, you already have experience with them coming after you. On my, you know, activism has been to make sure that the communication mechanisms that we're using, they can't stop it. If I'm not going down that road, I'm wasting my time. And Ernie, you could be a lot more if you did and know more, and you should. And kind of I'm going, yeah, is it decentralized? You know, is it? They go, oh, you got to have privacy. I go, if I can see it on my screen, they can see it. I said, FYI, okay? And then my thing is publicity. What's about publicity? I'm more worried about publicity. Everybody's so worried about privacy. I'm worried about publicity. Ones and zeros somewhere you can see it, and it's always there for the people that want it and need it, and amen. You know? So this is, I understand your passion in the battle for this, but I want to kind of get an idea of who you're aligning with, these different networks, these different groups, this different, you know, there's a lot of other methods for being able to disseminate this information and being a touchstone for what it is, the message you want to get out. But how do you do your criteria of who you're aligning with? And when will they, you know, get to a point to where, yeah, it's a little bit too Republican. You know, you're becoming a Republican lapdog now. I mean, you know, now it's coming. You know, help me out with a criteria that you're limited on who you'll work with.
Yeah, so we will never, ever work with somebody that tells us that we have to censure ourselves. That is not something that we have even the capability of doing. We're never going to be shut up. And so we have aligned ourselves with individuals like Clay Clark, who we work with every week, actually, if you're familiar with the Reawaken America Tour.
Yeah.
We've been speakers at this. And those type of events are foundational to our freedom, in that when you go to a city or a town and you have an event like that, that's pretty hard to shut down. It's pretty hard to limit the free speech on that one. Now, we also align ourselves with groups like the American Christian Network, where it's a smaller regional radio show where you don't have to work with these giants who, yeah, you can talk about freedom, you can talk about this, you can talk about that, but oh, wait, no, you can't talk about vaccines. We don't allow that on our station. Well, if that's the case, then we'd rather not even be on your station. So we align ourselves with a little bit more of the local branches that are able to actually just say, hey, it's free speech. You can say whatever you want, and if you anger too many people, maybe your show won't be on the air anymore. So we're cognizant of that, but you know, the message of liberty resonates. It doesn't typically offend unless you're a communist or a Satanist. So if you're one of them, you're probably not listening to us anyway. And then as far as free speech platforms, you know, we got kicked off of YouTube because we wouldn't shut up about election integrity and about mandatory vaccines. But there are some. Are they the best? That remains to be determined, but we are on Rumble. We are on, you know, what was Twitter, now X. And so far we do have the ability to continue to have these types of discussions where, you know, when you're going on the traditional ones, Facebook, YouTube, you can't necessarily discuss those kind of things. And that's one of the reasons why we want to partner with you, is that decentralized system that you're establishing, that you're actually launching very soon here. We want to be a part of that because we do have the ability, the voice here. God has given us church and state. It's his endeavor. But we want to be bringing this message to more people because this message needs to get out there.
You know, I want to share on that. I haven't shared with the audience yet. This has just been, you know, developing over the last few months. And just so you kind of get the audience gets an idea of what I'm talking about. Since we have been really pushing the decentralized, you know, whatever, we get a lot of attention. You know, they'll come to me, oh, have us on your show, let's talk about this, we're the ones that's going to do that, and we have the platform for whatever. And a lot of it's protocols, you know, it's just methods by which you note information, it can't be deleted, that kind of thing. Well, what happened was, there is an FCC license for 100-watt FM radio stations, which is over 1,000 of them. Now, probably a lot of them are either left-leaning, probably a lot of Christian. I'll bet you that. There's a lot of religious shows. But they're kind of like radio public access. You know, it's you can't, you know, sell widgets on it or something like that. Probably sponsors you can do. But so they came to us and we were talking about this because Genesis is one of the networks that we're on. Well, they went to them and they said, yeah, we're going to, like, you know, raise your satellite time a gazillion dollars of whatever. And do you, well, of course, they've been working on distribution of the network online using the internet. So that is a mechanism by which I don't know why it hadn't been done already anyway. So this is, they go, nah, we're good. We're going to go ahead and go with this other method of communication. Well, that also makes it available when you do digitally to have it picked up by anyone that can take the feed, which we've done with other networks that we work with. We have the digital feed that goes up. They share with it. Because that was my thing. When you guys are doing a lot of your load up of your videos and so on, if you don't have the greatest connection, especially when you're going around on a bus, we got Starlink now, so it makes it a lot easier. But, you know, it's spinning wheel on BitChute, spinning wheel on YouTube, spinning wheel on a spinning wheel, and then my wife wants to divorce me. I'm not rebooting and redoing spinning wheels for the rest of my life. Okay. So I know you're bored, guy. You're doing this. You're like, heck no. So my thing was, look, it's ones and zeros. I want to put it up to one place, and then they take that and go. And there's services that do that are part of the Liberty community. I want to introduce you guys to, so that you can have one place to put it up. It's forever and always, and can be accessed through a hash for that. And then you can have it automatic with scripts just distribute to all these other platforms. Boom, you load one time, you're done. Would you like that? Yes, you would. Of course you would. So this is what we've been working for. Well, what happens with that capability, that means they can pull it for putting on a network. Well, the network with the internet to go to these 1,000-plus whatever local community FM. And the reason the FM was important to me, because I understood being in radio, that not everybody has a ham radio. And I remember, you know, back in the day with Jack McLam and Bo Greitz and a lot of the Patriot guys and everything in the 90s sharing a lot of this information, that if you didn't get it on there, you didn't know. I mean, a lot of this stuff now, we conspiracy be true, you know, it started with people understanding this back then, like with the sheriff thing. So now more people have access to FM band. Anybody can turn it on. But the biggest thing is it's not traceable. It's not trackable. It's not somebody opened it up on their phone of kind of we know who knows.
So no IP.
Right, no IP. Now, you can have, there are mechanisms that you can use, apps on phone that, you know, APIs that are separate from and another grid of all the geek stuff about decentralization. But this has been our goal, and it's built up to now. So when I knew that you guys were available to interview, and I wanted to, I'm going, there's an entire freaking universe out there of signal and people willing to get it. We started doing with satellite back in the day that, heck, we got audience in North Africa because it happens to go with that latitude, you know. So this is something that I wanted to share with you guys. I wanted to make sure you knew I'm in and that I see these points of light are not just any one local area. They're cumulative. They're aggregative. It builds, it builds, it builds. So I am much more encouraged by someone like you in your region, your area, to have an impact of the redoubt there. Because, like, you know, Skousen, we've had him on several times, and he's also about, you know, in the Appalachian Tennessee somewhere, and up by Sedona here in Arizona. He's got a bunch of places that he, you know, categorizes a good place to be for whatever. But I tell you where a good place to be is where your freaking family is. That's where it is.
Amen,
you know, and you make it happen. So I'm in the desert here because I got 12 grand. This is the way it is, you know. So
yeah, you got the mobile unit, which I wanted to say I commend you for the life on the road. There's a quote in it's just a gory movie, but it's World War Z, and Brad Pitt, right. he basically says to this guy in Spanish, liberty or life is mobility. If you're moving, if you're on the ability to move and not be, you know, cornered, you can live. And ironically, I have the exact opposite ministry. God has told me that I'm supposed to be planted like a tree near a water source. And even when droughts come, I'm supposed to stay here. And I look at myself as a stick, a giant stick in the wheel of Jay Inslee, our demonic governor in the state of Washington. And then one of his henchmen. He's the Secretary of State.
Attorney General, Bob Ferguson.
Bob Ferguson. We call him Sideshow Bob. He's absolutely hideous.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. We're less than 24 hours away now from the New Hampshire primary. Former President Trump is facing a surging Nikki Haley even while remaining ahead in the polls. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis dropped out of the race yesterday and endorsed Trump.
Well, I've had disagreements with Donald Trump, such as on the coronavirus pandemic and his elevation of Anthony Fauci. Trump is superior to the current incumbent, Joe Biden. That is clear.
President Biden's not on the ballot after a dispute within the party over the date of the New Hampshire primary, but Biden's main challenger, Minnesota Democratic Representative Dean Phillips, is. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is announcing that he will not be seeking a third term at the head of his state.
Part of his family. We've got three, people I say you got three adult kids.
The Republican just ended his bid for the White House in the last few weeks. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
That just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreemansPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreemansPhoenix.com are constantly provided the information that detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda. But we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides an understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears is already mature.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network. We're finishing our conversation in this segment on the podcast Church and State, which is an interesting title. But, you know, we need to discuss how it is that we integrate faith, morality, good versus evil, the age-old battles with state action. And should you? Can you? This is something that I think should be discussed more, but if you take morality and our origination of that and our understanding of it as part of our culture and the beginning of our country and why it was the state was crafted the way it was, you lose a lot of understanding and context of why this country was so prosperous has been and will continue to be if we adhere to the founding principles of the purpose of government to defend the God-given rights of every individual. It's not a caste system. It's not something that's to be taken lightly, that this country was experienced in real time of the abuses of centralized power. And this is becoming so well known worldwide. There's a challenge to the New World Order. When we had Javier Milei be elected to president of Argentina, it was interesting that we were covering it a great deal. Not for how popular he was or about the polls or any of that. That wasn't the point. The point to me was that he was extremely clear what it was that he was advocating and why. And it became popular. You need a bombastic in your face, calling them what they are, cussing at the elite scumbag, you know, whatever, you know, making it clear what he was in opposition to and clear what he was in support of. How it is that he got invited to go and speak at the World Economic Forum, I have no freaking idea. And the president of the Heritage Foundation got to be on a panel also and got to give him what for. So this is, we're at a change in the political and the spiritual and the emotional climate of humanity. Certainly in the Western world, certainly in the English speaking, certainly out of Europe. And we kind of lead the way in thought processes for peoples all over the world. This has been, and, you know, it's due a lot to English being a primary language in a lot of places due to the British Empire. You have English is a primary language in a lot of countries around the world. You know, India is 1.5 billion people, and they speak English. They have a lot of jobs that they either come here or they perform online for English-speaking countries, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Canada. I mean, it's just, it's amazing how this influence of our founders and people that influenced them, like John Locke and Adam Smith and so on, that has been so permeated throughout cultures around the world. For Javier Milei to come out and espouse libertarian principles and articulate it clearly, as many of us libertarian activists have done for decades, and on such a large scale with the spreading of the message all over the world that at least understands it, or somebody knows a libertarian. There's always that one guy, that one group, that one club, that one something that has been around espousing these ideals for a long time. So they're given a little bit more credibility. They go, they talk to them. In this country, in the United States of America, it has been a really great effort trying to have people of faith, Christians, Jews, Mormons, Muslims, whatever, any Christian faith, to be opposed to the libertarian concept of you being a secular state, that no matter what your creed, no matter what your orientation, no matter what your ethnicity, no matter what, you are to be treated as an individual, that we are a meritocracy. To espouse that from a Christian perspective, and to talk about church and state, I think is a worthy discussion. Now, the guests that we had on this evening, we presented to you Gabe Blomgren and Caleb Collier, the podcast co-host of Church and State. I like them, and I think you like them too. And this is something that you might want to, you know, pick up on this as an understanding, even as an atheist. If you're an atheist, you know, or another, that's not really even the point, is that we have a standard. We answer to the highest authority that's not some king. It's not a president. It's not somebody the majority voted for. It's not, that's not the point. The point is there's good and there's bad. How do you define that? What side do you pick? And why? we'll continue the conversation with Gabe and Caleb. And then in the last hour, I'm going to try and edit a couple of shows that I did, get you a little taste of some other people I think you'll find interesting also. But we'll finish up with Gabe and Caleb in this segment. Enjoy. You know, so
yeah, you got the mobile unit, which I wanted to say I commend you for life on the road. There's a quote in it's just a gory movie, but it's World War Z, and Brad Pitt he basically says to this guy in Spanish, liberty or life is mobility. If you're moving, if you're on the ability to move and not be, you know, cornered, you can live. And ironically, I have the exact opposite ministry. God has told me that I'm supposed to be planted like a tree near a water source. And even when droughts come, I'm supposed to stay here. And I look at myself as a stick, a giant stick in the wheel of Jay Inslee, our demonic governor in the state of Washington. And then one of his henchmen, he's the Secretary of State.
Attorney General, Bob Ferguson.
Bob Ferguson. We call him Sideshow Bob. He's absolutely hideous. My job is to stay in this blue state that I desperately, Ernie, I want to leave and go to Idaho like yesterday. But I'm trying to say to people, yes, equip yourselves. And I commend you. Like, you remind me of this capability. You remember the Silas Duguid letters during, you know, the Revolutionary War? There has to be a way to disseminate information, and it has to be reliable, it has to be godly, and it has to be absolutely counter to what the enemy is putting out. So we fully come beside you, and like we said, we are connected on the American Christian Network. But yeah, the gates are getting smaller. We got kicked off of YouTube. Yes, we have Rumble. If anywhere you know, like whether it's Rumble or Facebook, if you just type in Church and State 1776, you'll always be able to find us. And if you go to any platform such as Spotify, any streaming capability as far as podcasting, you're going to find us. We don't know if that window is always going to be there. It's the same as yourself, though, Ernie.
Yeah, I'm not confident that it is, because we, after the Levolution, we were traffic, getting a lot of traffic. We were kicking butt, which means the Levolutionary guys must be targeted. You know, so we could see the censorship coming in 2009, and I'm going, yeah, we're done. You know, I'm not. You get this strike, that strike. Hell, the first strike I got was just like last year from something that was 5 years old. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
You know, that
they
kind of crap.
Find stuff that's old. It's weird.
So this is, if we got off of, I mean, once it started, I could see that, you know, a lot of people thought, oh, we're built. No, you're not. You know, it's just late. All that effort is when people need it, want it. They're going to Church and State for that one show, and it's gone. So we wanted to make sure permanency was there. Now, I showed the love bus here on the, you know, you can see that's the love bus that he's talking about. But that was a temporary thing. I mean, it was a few years. We were going to stop it last August, but we got back to Arizona. All of a sudden, oh, my goodness, the freaking, you know, cost of land and everything was so much. I go, yeah, I can wait it out. I got a bus, you know. So we're back in Arizona. Arizona is the stand. You know, here it goes. We're in the process of land
it's
and everything.
It's negative 9 degrees here in Spokane, so I'm jealous.
Yeah, no. Well, you know, the summer. And my wife likes it hot. She's from Pennsylvania. She likes it hot. But this is also what we're building. You know, this is, you know, now we did prototypes up at our friends in Northport, you know, up there, one of the, just to see if we could even do it. I just did one of the small domes just to, you know, kind of get the building technique down and the practice and make sure I was, you know, not too old and I can do it. But so this is what we're planning, you know, a lot of outbuildings and so on. But it's not just that. It's occupy the land with attainable housing as a concept. Get out of the cities. Do the kind of things that you're talking about. Feed your soul. Feed your body with healthy food. Make sure you got good water. I mean, it's just this fundamental grandma said stuff. So this is, you know, we're off the road now. I mean, we're here as we're building, but I'm still way more involved in helping guys like you, you know, and making sure that we, you know, keep the people informed with all the stuff that we do. But, you know, it is so important to me to make sure that people understand what the battle is. And you guys coming out with Church and State, I wanted the audience to know that you even exist and that we maintain your existence and what you represent as existence. You know, someone that you guys got day jobs, you know, hopefully that'll change. You can get spend more time on this. But you have being the pastor, assistant pastor in a church, and then, you know, a Marine. Never X. You know, been a politician going through, influenced by the Levolution of rock and roll and whatnot, and involved in politics. I do many shows that, you know, I come up against other people, politics this, and we're going to have to that, and whatever. And I'm not averse to being involved in politics, but more as a weapon that I can use. It's another soapbox. It's another example. It is a mechanism by which we can educate people. And a lot of the Liberty community are about, really, even though many of them may not be religious, they are heavily on Generation Next. There's always a Generation Next. Their children, they got things called like man camp, you know. You know, they go, well, what about the women? Yeah. You know, a woman's just a man with a womb. It's all good. They can get in the forge, too. You know, so this is, the mindset is totally different that's coming. And I've seen over the decades, since I've been an activist, since the late 80s when I was in my 20s, and building up to where it was so obvious to me what was going to happen. Well, it's happening now. This is it. Choose a freaking side. Get off your butt. So I am, what can people do the most to have a, of course, write you a check, but, you know, what is the advice or the request you would make of your supporters and foot soldiers that you are representing a couple of guys that got off their butt, has the confidence to do this, wants to have a positive impact on your community and your family there, and you need help that can help them? Just as an example, just as an inspiration, just as something to point to and say, they're doing it. You know, go ahead and give it your best shot, your elevator speech of inspiration for Generation Next to follow Church and State and go, whip up.
Yeah, you want to start first? I'll finish.
Yeah, here's the reality is in this season, both him and I have financially, we have poured everything we can into the future of this. And we realized that probably the biggest community, like we're going to Detroit in June to speak at the Reawaken America Tour in Detroit. It's called the Showdown and Motown. We're working closely with Clay Clark and a lot of other conservative patriot Christians. And we're finding that these events, these Reawaken America tours, are actually turning into something similar to the Ron Paul Revolution, but you know, originally Clay Clark thought that they would be shouting Donald Trump from the ceiling, but what's happening is they're shouting Jesus from the ceiling. I'm going to be doing worship in Detroit. Caleb is going to be speaking there. And what I want to say to you is be on the move, because right now God is doing something. And there's a lot of you, you've said it a couple of different times that some of these patriots aren't really, they don't think of themselves as religious, but I do, because here's why. Peter, James, John, some of these guys were some of the most gnarly fishermen. They stunk like fish. They were like not the typical godly Pharisee. And frankly, God doesn't want that. He can't use that. He can't use the Baptist dude with the, you know, the khaki pants and the button up with the tie who thinks he's perfect. God can't really use that. What he can use is somebody with maybe a little bit of a rustic side, you know, a little bit got an edge to him. Those type of people we want to bring in and show you that God is doing something and you're a part of it. I want them to come and listen to our show because we talk about Jesus Christ constantly. And I need them to know that they have permission to be accepted by Jesus Christ and to bring and re-fertilize that, because I think a lot of people actually heard it from their grandmas and grandpas, but they kind of just let that seed die. The other thing is, too, I know this, is that the community of 50 and 60-year-olds have the most to lose, but they also have the biggest disposable income right now. The boomer generation, which is my father, his father, they're moving into a season of like downsizing, solidifying, and they're looking for ways to help the future generation. If they want to help us, they can go to churchandstate.media. They can donate. They can actually sponsor some of our sponsors. You can buy a pillow from Mike Lindell, or you can just freaking write us a check, because at this point, we're subsidizing our own radio. We're paying a good amount of the bill ourselves. Our wives are both nurses, and they make good money. and I'm a pastor, and you're an executive for Turning Point, but I'm telling you what, it costs a lot to keep the lights on and run this. As you know, Ernie, it's not a free game. And and here's the other thing. If you want to come visit us, please contact us or talk to us. You can contact us. We have a Proton Mail account, which is Church and State 1776 at proton.me.
Hey, you got it. That's pretty good. Yeah, no, and I would just reiterate that. Churchandstate.media, that is our website. You got it up right there. You can donate to us, or you can buy one of the multiple fine products that we have as affiliates. Listen to our show. Share it with as many people as you can. We've got a lot of really interesting guests that come on this show, from Eric Trump, Dinesh D'Souza, General Flynn, a lot of really great people that are coming on the show. And the subject matter that we approach, I've never seen a show, and I've looked, now I might have missed a few, but I've never seen a show that has a politician and a pastor that are talking about, you name it, we'll discuss it.
No, I find it interesting. Good combo.
Yeah, we have a we say we're the most schizophrenic show you'll listen to on a daily basis, because we could go from one episode to just talking about our faith to politics, out there to the Nephilim and aliens. UAPs. Like you never UAPs. Know what you're going to get on our show, and we bring a lot of humor into it as well. So it's an entertaining show, but it's one that will definitely get you off your butts.
You know, I'm that's why I wanted you to take the time to explain church and state, because it's I don't need the church and the state in, that's not the point that you guys are making. And there's certainly an influence on individuals in the church and individuals in the state to think that God should be out of individuals as they perform their jobs is just stinking thinking right there. But I don't need an official, I vote not, which is one of the reasons why the First Amendment was the way it was. So it wasn't an elimination of God, from government. That's only a moral, just people can even maintain its existence. So I'm with that. And I'm really glad that you guys are there as an example for this. This is something I was looking forward to talking to you. And there's other things. We're going to end the show here in a little bit, but I want you to hold on for a little bit. There's some, some tools I think we might be able to help you with. But I wanted to make sure that the audience got introduced to you guys, because I know I have a lot of believers, a lot of people of faith that are looking for exactly this, where they can put their emphasis on the power of God and His Son, our Savior, for so many things. We're not worthy. We have proven ourselves not to be worthy. It's by grace, and the grace be a coming. The divine presence is going to make itself known. So this is what I predict for 2024 and what was changed in just the last week. That I'm going, wow, they're really bad. Which did what? It prompted the creation and the manifestation of people like you. And I really appreciate you're an inspiration to me, and I want to help. So we're going to, any final words you want to give to the people?
Yeah, this is so just an honor. You and your wife are, honestly, you've been at this, and your endeavor is something that the baton of the generation needs to take. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But what I see is the Abraham generation has been toiling the soil for years and years and years. And people like you, who I look up to, and we want to be a part of that next generation to take it. And we also look at our progeny, who is now, they're caught in the Bermuda Triangle of Snapchat, Instagram, all these other forms of social media. We got to reach them too. We have to have a plan for them as well. We can't count them out as lost. We're partnering with on our Facebook, and we just interviewed a young man who's a rapper. He's a Christian rapper, and there's young teenagers who are, they're patriots. We're finding that Gen Z actually gives a damn. I got to say it, because the media is going to try to portray like these are a bunch of dummies. And yes, the indoctrination education system has left a lot of these in a leper colony, so to speak, mentally. But we have to be a generation that comes together. And we just thank you for your leadership and just your passion. We want to come side by side with you and continue to take the sickle to the harvest fields, because God said there's plenty of harvest, just not enough laborers. So we encourage you and say thank you for what you're doing, and we want to come alongside you.
Yeah, and I would just add this as well. You know, the Bible is where we really get our standard, our moral standard. And as you pointed out, you didn't say it specifically, but there's nothing new under the sun. So every evil, every tyrannical action that we see that's coming out in you know, recent years in 2024 as well, it's not new. Now, on the other side, on the side of good, none of this is new either. You know, the idea for representative government came directly from the Bible. The second book of the Bible, Exodus 18, you see a representative government established. It was good enough for God's chosen people. It's good enough for us. Now, look, you may have, you know, and I'm speaking generally to your audience. There may be some issues with this Constitution. But this Constitution, I guarantee you, if we actually operated by what's in this small, small little book, would be a whole lot better than what we currently see. And all so right. this Constitution is written for all and defended by few. So let's be those happy few.
I'm with you, brother. You know, I want to help. You guys hold on, because there's a great calling coming. You know, and you guys represent the good that we can see manifesting on the horizon. And I always say, a lot of people didn't understand what I meant over the years, decades I would say. I go, it won't happen all at once, but it will happen overnight. And they're like, what the heck are you talking about? You know, I'm just like, no, I mean, you'll see it on the horizon. You'll see the dawn starting to break. You'll see, and then all of a sudden, bing, there's the sun, you know. It's Monday, you know. So this is what I see. It's not going to happen all at once. We've been seeing this coming, but it will happen overnight. And overnight be one day closer. I guarantee that,
yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be ready. And I'm glad you guys there standing ready.
Amen.
Church and State. This is Church and State.media. Church and State.media. Go check them out. The beginning is nigh. Thanks. Peace, brothers. Hold on a second.
From Philadelphia, we expect a declaration of independence.
Our rights are being threatened by a tyrant 3,000 miles away.
Would you tell me, please, Mr. Howard, why should I trade one tyrant 3,000 miles away for 3,000 tyrants 1 mile away?
An elected legislature can trample a man's rights as easily as a king can.
Mark my words. This war will be fought not on the frontier or on some distant battlefield, but amongst us, among our homes. Our children will learn of it with their own eyes. And the innocent will die with the rest of us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.